Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, if you guys are happy, then it's A-OK with us. It's the motto of the show. And as we delve deeper into this world of plural relationships, you will learn a lot more as well. Welcome back to the after show of Seeking Sister Wife here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Woo! What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back. It's another week. Another week, another whole episode full of drama. Welcome back to the Seeking Sister Wife After Show. I'm your host, Mike Feeling. I'm joined by my illustrious panel. To my immediate left is Ashley.
Hi, guys.
And further to our left on the end there is Dimitri.
The illustrious one.
The illustrious Dimitri. Guys, you also know that I host the Survivor After Show. Unfortunately, Vanessa was voted off here last week, so she is on Exile Island, not appearing with us. But of course, we're going to break down all of our episode yesterday. For real, Vanessa's just feeling a little bit sick, so she couldn't join us. Yeah. She better be watching us at home.
I'm sure she's tuned in. She's definitely tuned
in. And comment on the YouTube. We're going to break down the whole episode, couple by couple, family by family, and we're going to get all of your insights, and we're going to learn a lot more about plural relationships, because that's what we're doing here, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Tell me, overall, last night, what did you guys think of the episode? Dimitri?
Yeah, it was, it kind of highlighted the downs of plural marriage, right? It's, you know, kind of getting catfished. It's when you're new to exercising polygamy, because before that, it's all theory.
Right.
So when you get to exercise it and get to it in real life, you start figuring out, like, you know what? I didn't really know how I was going to feel about that.
Yeah.
Right. And you can't know until you do it, literally. And so it's trying to live out the thing you subscribe to real time.
Right.
And by the way, there's like another two or three people there, right?
And a lot of emotions involved, mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
For sure.
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. What did you think of the episode?
Ooh, it was kind of hard to watch.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing people suffer.
Right.
Hurt, like that. Yeah.
And a lot of our own suffering is in our own perceptions about how we view things. And oftentimes we're not willing to even talk about it. We just kind of want to work through that feeling, whatever that feeling is. And it just was like in real time, kind of watching that happen.
It's really tough. It's really tough. But we're here to guide everybody through it. We're going to make it through okay. It's no problem. Let's start out with, unfortunately, what I have to say is probably the least interesting segment of the show, which was the Snowdens.
Right.
Because it was a completely drama-free episode for you guys. It was really fantastic.
Sorry to let you down there, guys.
I was like ready to go, and then it's just all happy. But hey, fantastic.
We got to do better next time.
Yeah, please.
We'll bring the drama.
Bring some drama. Bring some drama. So we basically conclude for you guys in this episode what happened previously. Vanessa's twin sister is there. Her other sister is there. You guys are having a great time out by the pool, just relaxing. And essentially what we come up with is Adrian, her twin, who had the biggest problem with the relationship, is accepting. She apologizes for some of the, you know, knee-jerk reaction that she had to it and kind of warms up and comes around. And she is where I came up with that catchphrase for the beginning. She said, well, you know, if they're happy, then okay. Is this a common thing that you find with new people when you meet them? They're not exposed to polygamy. They're not exposed to plural relationships. And once they actually find out the meat of it and what it's about, they really come around.
For me, yes. It not always, obviously. There's some people that take it to the death.
Right.
you know, but I actually have had a couple of interactions on social media where people have been really nasty to me, like really nasty. And then once they either flip through my Instagram or watch something that I've shared on the episode, I usually get hit in the inbox with, you know, I'm really sorry, which I think is huge because it's the internet. They don't have to apologize to me. They don't even have to acknowledge that they even realized or had a change of heart. So it definitely happens and can happen. Maybe not as often as, you know,
Yeah, for me, it's no. I mean, people, I mean, listen, I may get, you know, it's 50-50. Sometimes people come around and say, okay, well, I get it. But other people are getting very married to their bias, very married to their perception of it. So, and it's okay. I get it.
Yeah.
And listen, they've built that upon teachings that have been given to them and or examples that contend or violate their baseline of morality.
Right.
And so if we're another example of that, it's hard to undo what you've been thinking for 25 years.
Of course.
30, I know. So, and I'm not going to waste the time to do it. I
right.
get it.
Right.
So, but I'm going to present, I'm going to do the best I can to show you my version of this thing. Because even though it's called polygamy or red sports car or whatever, it doesn't mean it has to look that way.
Like, right.
There's lots of ways to exemplify and express that thing. So,
yeah. Well, you put out a great Instagram video we talked about a little bit before the show where you kind of addressed people throwing hate your way or shade or whatever you want to call it. What do you think it is that makes people, I guess we can specifically say against polygamy, have this hatred, this bias? And I understand a lot of it is deep-seated teachings and what they learned and their personal beliefs and things like that. But to go so far out of their way to make negative comments and do things like that to you when it literally doesn't affect them whatsoever.
Right.
Across the other side of the world, they'll never meet you.
Tomorrow's still Tuesday.
Right. It doesn't affect their lives whatsoever. What propels these people to say stuff to you specifically?
I don't, you know, I think it's the medium. Right. Because, again, that same person, though they may feel just as strong, would never say that to my face.
Right.
They would never say that to my face. I know this because I encounter people every single day that see me. And that one single person in the course of almost 2 years has said, oh, my gosh, you suck.
In person.
In person. Right. Right.
The anonymity of Twitter. Keyboard heroes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Comment, coming after comment you.
Yeah,
thugs.
Exactly.
Yeah. I also think people just take things personally. It's literally they are looking at our relationship through their lens and how they will respond and how they will react, and they feel so strongly about it that they have to say something. They feel, you know, justified in that, and they feel righteous and kind of getting you together because that's what they feel like they're doing, right? They're like, well, this is what I see wrong and you just need to fix that, and that's kind of the end of it,
right?
You know,
and life is on a time remaining. Right. It's a balance of time left. So if you have a finite amount of time, I just don't understand. It makes my helmet hurt. Right. Why people would spend so much time on things they don't like. That makes no sense to me. It's like, why cook broccoli if you don't like it?
Right, right, right.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time preparing that meal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't get that back.
I've never understood that. I've never taken the energy to go out and actually comment on something that I don't even have the energy to actually be watching this right now, but I still am. Why am I going to go out of my way to get in a fight, especially online?
Yeah.
I don't know. But let's bring it back to your story, and we get to wrap this up so beautifully. Tell me how big a deal this was to hear this love and acceptance from your potential sister-in-law.
Yeah. I think it was huge. I mean, family is very important, which is, you know, one of the catalysts and the reasons why we're living this way, right? So, listen, at the end of the day, I really do respect how people think and feel. Even if they say, at the end of the day, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. All I'm asking for is just peace, right? Just give me peace. You do you, I do me.
Yeah.
As long as we don't hurt each other, let's be okay. But when you know, we just talked about that. When you violate that, it's when it becomes an issue. So I think the fact that her family was able to, or specifically her sister Adrienne was able to turn around and you say, okay, all right. I'm not doing it, but okay. You know,
yeah.
That meant a lot because family is huge and they're very close. I mean, they're twins. I mean, it's a lot. That's half her mind wear.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And for me, I was really surprised and happy because kind of like what Dimitri said, I never expect people to agree with me, but it's nice to have a conversation about it, you know, and the fact that she was willing to actually talk to me and ask me, you know, from my perspective, how I view certain things instead of just kind of staying on her, you know, her side of the fence, if you will. I felt heard and I felt like, you know, if nothing more, I can at least, now she has the information to really base her position on.
Absolutely. You know, so. That's great. I mean, it's just, as opposed to all the other stuff we're going to talk about on today's episode, this just ended so fantastically. I was so happy for you guys. Like, oh, look, there are my friends now, and they're having a fantastic time, and everything is good. This whole show is about polygamy. Mm-hmm. It's about plural relationships. We tell you guys all the time, our viewers, our listeners at home, you guys are in a plural relationship with AfterBuzz because you do not just have to hang out with our show here. We do shows across all different genres and channels. And Ashley is going to tell you about all that right now.
Yes, I am. Hey, guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our show.
You guys rock. We say it all the time. You guys watching and listening, you're our extended panel. We love hearing from you. Give us all the comments, just like Meeps in the chat right now, live. We got a ton of people in here watching with us. Thank you so much for joining us. Meeps, before we move on to our next family, Meeps wants to know, it appears Vanessa, unfortunately she's not here today, it appears Vanessa really clicked with all of your kids immediately, and that's what we saw. Was that really how it went down? Was it right away? What was the uptake with the kids?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it happened.
There you go. Thanks so much for the question.
Thanks, Meeps. Next question, please. Yeah, I mean, you can't fake that, right? Yeah. Children are the when they say
they don't care, they're on camera.
They don't. Yeah. They don't. They, nope. They literally don't.
They will act a fool either way.
We've had some challenging scenes because
of toss them in a backpack. That's what I've learned from you guys. Right? Yep. That's right.
But yeah, that is truly authentic. That's 100% exactly what it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And that's got to be, just like you talked about how important family is, I mean, mm-hmm. kids, they're coming number one, right? Yeah. So that's got to be so important to you guys. And that's fantastic. Let's move on. Yes, the winners were in this episode. My man, Colton.
Holding it down.
So you guys have met the families in real life.
Not yet.
Oh, because I really want to know what Colton is like when he gets crazy. I want to give Colton 10 Red Bulls and just like see what happens because he doesn't ever get excited.
Yeah.
we get a little bit this episode because they have an online profile up and they get a hit from a woman named Jay, says she's potentially interested. So they start to continue that conversation. And where their whole story goes in this episode is to say, okay, we want to FaceTime with you, Skype, chat, and the producers obviously are there. They kind of step in. They say, oh, you know, we're on TV. If you want to chat with us, will you be okay being recorded? Right. And we find out, no.
Right.
They don't feel comfortable with that.
It's a double whammy. It's like, hey, you have this strange, crazy life, and you want me to do it on television?
Right.
Get the hell out of here.
Right. It's a weird thing, and it's almost like a gay person coming out, right? It's akin to that, where somebody is potentially experimenting and they're interested, but they don't want to be revealed to everybody. Right. And Colton and Tammy and Sophie, they talk about some of the ramifications that people have felt by being out as a polygamist. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that in the community and the other people you've interacted with?
Yeah, I mean, I've witnessed people like losing their jobs, but I've definitely witnessed people exercising anonymity, exercising like just living their life silently and quietly because they don't even want to risk it. And I'll share with you specifically in the Black community of people of color.
Yeah,
we already have enough challenges, right? And so when you add on this other layer of strangeness, if you will, it's one of those things you're like, I got enough problems. I literally do. And we can literally go on any news channel and see those problems any given day, let alone trying to add this to that list. So a lot of people literally just kind of keep it low and keep it quiet. And it's really agnostic to religion. It's like the religion factor is just really another thing. But, you know, it's just the fact that, listen, it's a lot of adversity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you're just getting to know someone, like, just not even.
I might not even like you.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a polygamous relationship. Yeah. I just don't want to have a first date encounter on television necessarily.
Exactly. It could be awkward. You might not like the way they look or, you know, like, because they've not even seen a picture of her, I don't believe. Mm. Or did they? Yeah.
No, it's like a beach or something like that as the profile picture. So that's like, never a good sign. Yeah. Like, come on.
And maybe this person is, you know, at least aware of how polygamy works, and that's why they have a beach, you know, for their picture. And sure. they're like, I want to protect myself and make
and
sure
totally
that
fair.
Yeah. Yep. So it's like there's all of these factors that could be why this is not a comfortable thing for them to do, and why sometimes it's easier to be offline when right. you're getting to know somebody, and then especially in the case of a show,
right.
you know, being like, okay, you know,
absolutely,
let's now that we know that there's something there, let's go ahead and...
And then bring... Yeah, yeah. And then bring him in. Yeah.
But we wouldn't have a show, would we?
That's true. That's true. Speaking of shows, we got another fantastic comment. Guys, if you're in the chat, just keep hitting us with it, and we'll go through as they come. Queen Bee Mega, sick name, wants to know, is there a Snowden YouTube channel? In the works, currently, in the future?
It's in the works.
All right.
Yeah, it's in the works. Yeah.
Do you want to tease what the kind of content you guys are going to be putting up, or is that still under construction?
It's under construction because we want to let this season play out so you guys get the you know, get the meat of that, and then we'll tee it up.
Queen, you got to wait a little bit longer. It's coming. It's coming.
It's coming.
You got more Snowden on the way. So Colton and the ladies end with a little bit of sadness. It's a little bit of a disappointment and a letdown, but at least they got something. At least they get some kind of hit.
Yeah.
Who seemingly has no something anymore and going to be let down again is our friend Jeff. Mm. So the Aldridges, again, we're continuing. A lot of this episode was continuing the story from the previous episode.
Right.
We found out that obviously Jennifer was supposed to visit them, got the last minute text from her brother, supposedly that she was going into the hospital with a ruptured appendix. And now we get this phone call Jeff makes and to the hospital, and evidently she's not there. Never had a patient by that name, don't know anything they're talking about. So immediately, Jeff, Charisse, Vanessa, they think that they have been catfished.
Yeah. And this would be their second time.
Their second time.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what does
catfish
luck?
Mean? I'm sorry. It just
okay, yeah.
Because I thought catfish is when someone showed up and they're not who they say they are.
Right.
But I think it's ghosting when someone just doesn't show up, right?
Well,
yeah, that might be a more accurate term.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they're just saying it in the sense that she was into it and was lying and in actuality wasn't.
Okay. So it's catfish ghosting.
I guess, cat ghosting. Ghost fishing. Ghost fishing.
That too.
Ghost fishing. In the community, obviously, with the advent of online dating and personals and things, that has got to led to a lot more opportunities for plural families looking to add a sister wife. Mm-hmm. With it, obviously, catfishing comes about.
Sure.
Is this a major problem that you guys have found more so in this community than just a general single people trying to meet online?
I think so. Because listen, I think at the end of the day, people are more attracted to the idea of it opposed to the reality of it.
We've said that a couple times. Why? What is the idea of it that is so attractive? Maybe we're going to get into this with Bernie, right? But what's the idea of it that's so attractive that reality crushes?
We're going to have to bifurcate it because it could be gender specific, right? So, and for those that don't know what bifurcate means, it means separate, make two parts. I have this problem with the words. She reminds me about the words.
That's what happens when they go and the people split their tongue down the center and then they're able to do. It's called bifurcating the tongue.
That's true. That's right. That's another day. The idea of it is like, listen, a big family, everyone works together, pooled resources, pooled finances, everyone can express their creative freedom, you know, just it's kumbaya, right? It's all this, it's all the goodness. The reality of it is you got three whole ass different humans trying to share a space and communicate together.
And it takes time to get to that kumbaya version,
right?
It time takes, and work.
Yes, time and work. And it's not, I mean, just like, think about any relationship. I mean, it's not, you usually start off in that honeymoon phase,
right.
And when you really get to know somebody, then it's like, we got to work through this, you know? And so with polygamy, because the relationships tend to take off a bit faster, you're in it and now you're like, you know,
right.
What is going on? And so, or you don't realize the feelings that come up as you're moving through each phase pretty quickly. And you're like, okay, like, what does this mean? Is this for me? Is this not for me? Like, how do I process?
And some people run from that discomfort, mm-hmm. right? They're like, you know what? I actually don't have to be here, so right. I'm going to go ahead and exit, yeah. which is fine. It just hurts, right? Depending on how mature you are in that relationship. Yeah. But yeah, some people just run from that discomfort.
Yeah.
Instead of running toward it, we run toward it. We go head on. Like I
run towards the fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get uncomfortable.
And I think a lot of polygamous families would probably say that because mm-hmm. they also understand that there's not a whole lot of people out there that are like, yes, let's right. do this. So we kind of got to work with what we got yeah. here.
And you know, we keep the whole time, you know, last episode and this episode, what we've been saying the entire time. And I think it's part of the message of what we're trying to get out here. Yes. Polygamy, plural relationships, it's not a traditional relationship, mm-hmm. but it's just a relationship where there happens to be a third person. You have right. all the trials, all the tribulations, Same all stuff. The stress, all the anxiety, mm-hmm. all the fear, happiness, joy, everything that comes with a relationship just with another person That's involved, right? Right? That's right? Which adds a little bit extra to it.
Yeah.
What did you guys think specifically of this situation with Jeff? Do you guys think Jennifer's brother is lying? Do you think she just got scared off? Do you think it's a mistake at the hospital or something like that? Because one of the really damning pieces of evidence here is when the brother says, sorry if I'm being off-putting or whatever, but my family doesn't know about this. This is so foreign to us. When the whole time Jennifer said she was raised in this mm-hmm. lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, it definitely is not adding up.
Yeah.
And I feel for the Aldridges because this is the second time that this has happened. It's like, come on, right, you know? Right. But, you know, watching the first date with Jeff and Jennifer and when she had to leave, it didn't feel good then.
It was a very strange leaving as well, too.
Yeah, yeah. And so then it's just like, and then this happens. It just, how can we feel good about it if nothing's getting off the ground?
I will say, though, I think it's important that when we enter into relationships, agnostic to the relational construct, like we have to do it with a net new mind. Mm-hmm. Right? Like you can't carry I gotta censor myself. Can't carry the bags, the stuff, right? From the previous relationship.
Sure.
So those happened before and now what's happening seems like, tastes like, looks like, smells like.
Right. It is.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Because it is. It doesn't mean that. So we just have to be careful with that. I mean, yeah.
It looks like they've done a good job of separating that.
Yeah.
Because they're still moving.
Oh, they seem hopeful. And they seem positive.
Doing, yeah. Sure. Yeah. And they're doing the work now to just ensure, like, they're not even, like, throwing her under the bus. They're, like, really working through, how will we feel if, and what do you guys think, and let me call. Because some people would just be like, well, forget it. It's right, done. Yeah. It's over. She's, right. you know, like they would already write it off. But they're still working through it and not jumping to conclusions.
Do you think it could have been a similar case to the Winders, a TV thing, a camera thing? You think that could have gotten to her and she said, I don't want any more of this?
I think if she's in fact going to ghost them, I think it's just different than she thought. It's just not mm-hmm. what she thought. And maybe it could be this meaning the type of relationship or this meaning the people that I'm in it with aren't what I thought. You know what I mean? It could or it could be both. I mean, but it's usually those two things that are like, okay, I'm out.
Which is okay. I guess I just feel like if people didn't want it, didn't want
to deal with it. There's a way to disengage.
Right.
Yeah, like there's like, you know, they're not just say that. Like, why? And you don't even have to say it to their face because you could text them and be like, you know, hey, can we have a conversation about it? Or if you don't want to have a conversation, fine, because you can't force people to talk.
Right.
But just be honest and direct. It would be nice if she gave them a chance, but we really don't know, you know, what she's thinking or what she's feeling or if any of this stuff is true, if she's actually somewhere laid up.
Yeah.
You know, with a ruptured totally appendix.
What I was wondering also while I was watching this, in your experience, is there a difference when you're the third wife coming in versus the other families that we, well, actually not the Winders, right? But if you are a second wife or a third person coming in, do you think that adds so much more stress and is it a different thing?
To the third person being more stressed to the family?
Definitely to the third person because mm-hmm. you're coming into, the third wife, right? Mm-hmm. So you're coming into three other people.
Yeah.
Is that a completely different sensation? Is that a completely different, you know, story going into it than if you're coming in as the second wife?
I can't know. Obviously firsthand.
Sure.
The only analogy I can make is between that and children. I can't say that having two is different than having three. Mm-hmm. I mean, things take an additional 7 minutes now. it's like per child, like it just takes longer. But like, there's no material difference in terms of how I.
In theory, in my head, if I'm doing mathematics and I'm thinking about children, the third child usually has it the easiest because everything's kind of already been established and you can kind of just float on what the big kids are doing.
We've worked out all the kinks.
Yeah.
So it's you're literally just showing up
made and
all
it's
the mistakes
like,
already.
Right. Yes. So that's in theory. But then it could also be like with a third child, they're the youngest, so they just want to hurry up and do what all the kids are doing, right? They just want to hurry up and grow up. So it's like, perhaps it could be more challenging. I don't know, but those are just two different, ways to look at it.
I actually also wanted to go back to something that you said, Ashley, before. Coming into it as a brand new person, it seems like with all these relationships that we see on the show, it only takes a couple dates and they're almost immediately connected. There's something official. They are dating right away. Is that a factor of the TV show, or is that because the pool of people who are open to being in this type of lifestyle is so small that when you find somebody that you have some kind of connection with, you're gonna like lock it down right away?
We're married.
Right?
Let's go.
I feel like in a monogamous relationship, people date for years.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
I know we dated for years before we even said boyfriend, girlfriend. We were fairly exclusive. We were exclusive, but we didn't even label it. It seems like with what we've seen on the show, it's much quicker. Yeah. Is that a thing? Is that a perception?
I think it's all of those things, but probably more so because there's an established foundation.
Yeah.
You already kind of know what you're working toward and where you're going. So you don't have to figure out if this is what you want.
Yeah.
At least the foundational couple doesn't.
Right.
Now, if someone coming in isn't sure, then yes, it could take a little bit longer. It could even take longer for us if we're not sure. But usually we can be like, okay, we're sure we can work with what we have, what we're presented with. Mm. And if there are issues that come up down the line, we're willing to show up for that.
Mm-hmm.
We already see things in the beginning that we're
right
like,
away.
It's not really a part of the culture that we're trying to build.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to, pass through that. Whereas you don't know the culture that you're building yet.
Sure.
As a single person, sometimes you may have figured that out and built that out in your head. But even then, it's like you got to have somebody else to kind of hold up your roof,
yeah.
if you will.
Sure.
So it's like you're still trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I think the same. I think because this is established, you do get to compress that dating timeline. I mean, this is my check and balance.
Right.
She knows women better than I ever will. I like them, but she knows them better, right? So I might be like, okay, let's go. Let's do it. I'm ready to sign up. And she's like, hey, pump your brakes there, sir.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because she sees something.
Sure.
She's attuned to something, right? Her intuition is now peaked. And so we're able to compress a lot of that BS and going back and forth because we're like, all right, this is what I see. This is what you see. And you literally make it like laser vision, right?
Right.
And now it's very acute and it just works. TV does add an element of super compression.
Sure.
It's one date and one episode later, it's like, now we're going to move in.
Right.
So we only have so many episodes in the season.
Sure.
To tell the story.
But it is accelerated in general. And that makes a ton of sense. You already have established who you guys are as a family, what you're looking for. And a lot of times you can see, yes or no right off the bat. And then potentially it only takes a few dates and a little while hanging out. Mm-hmm. You can see you're matching up with values and you're matching up with what you want to build.
Otherwise, you're the woman's dating a married man. And how do you protract that?
Right.
Like, how do you make that a 6 month thing? And then it doesn't work out. Are you guys intimate in that time? Like, how many times can you go to dinner? What are you doing? So it's obviously contextual for each family, but it does get, I think, maybe a bit challenging or awkward if you keep dragging that dating phase out because we're here to be married. That's what everyone understands.
Yeah.
So if you date too long or then it's like, what are we doing? Is this like your relationship?
Right.
What are the babies doing?
Yeah.
Do we still have to like only do this with the children out here?
Yeah.
It's just, it gets weird mechanically.
But that's why it's so important to do the trial and error. In the beginning, mess up as much as you can so that you can learn your lessons and have that clear, like, this is the direction that we're heading.
Thanks for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. If you didn't know, we do over 100 different after shows a week for your favorite TV series. We do it in podcast and video form, and it's never been easier to start your own podcast to get in with us and talk about the things you love. If you've ever thought about it, Go to anchor.fm/start to start your own podcast. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and super easy to use. Now, Anchor can match you with sponsors who want to advertise on your show and get you paid right away. Doing over 100 shows a week, but it makes it so much easier to be able to cut out things that we want to cut out and insert things that we want to insert to make the show the quality that you, the fans, deserve. So, if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join us and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. I can't wait to hear it.
I know a lot of people often think that, you know, for me in particular, think that I'm controlling, that I control, you know, the relationship or whatever. And it's less about control. It's just more about I know from past experience what is working for us. I also put a lot of work in to get us to this point.
Right.
And so there are certain things that, you know, I'm personally and we've decided together that we're not really willing to compromise on.
Right.
And it's not to say that you're wrong because you don't want to do these things. It's just that if these things are too much for you, then we're not the family for you.
Right.
You
know? And that's okay. Again, if we're going to fail, fail fast.
Sure. Yeah.
But to her point, it's like we're a fast paced family. I mean, we travel. I mean, we might go to Singapore tomorrow. And so
are we?
We,
I would love to.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet. It's soon. I got to be back next Monday. So no.
Yeah, sure, sorry. Sure.
But I mean, listen, we're a fast-paced family. We're doing a lot. We're in media. You know what I mean? We don't have a lot of time to kind of hem and haw. So
right.
Like you're in, you're committed to making it work. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to sting, cut, and burn. Mm-hmm. I promise you that. However, if we can get through that training, if you will, like it's going to be dope on the other side.
Yeah.
But we, again, this is not like the Dimitri and Ashley show. It is up until that point. But once she comes home, right, we have to revise ourselves as well. And if there's a third wife, then all three of us have to revise ourselves for the fourth person. Like,
yeah.
it's a continual evolution.
Yeah.
But some people get mired down and get very myopic and get very honed in on, well, parody. Like, I got to do changing or this and that. We get a lot of comments about, well, we're making Vanessa change. Vanessa's a grown-ass woman.
Right.
We said, here, this is the Snowdens.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to sign, I mean, here it is. But otherwise, just let me know. Here's your pen.
Yeah.
Right. There's no sword in her back, you know?
You guys get a lot of hate. We're going to give you some love right now.
What's that name?
I can talk. Pearl Bubbles in the chat says, your children are very well-behaved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that the same off-camera? You can just say yes. We don't know. There you go. They're fantastic little angels. We love them. And Annie or Ani S says, I just love you guys. Healthy view on life. And Bianca Fry loves Ashley's hair.
Nice.
Oh, thank you, Bianca. I'm reading too. So
that's fantastic. So let's just get into it.
Let's go.
Talk about awkward dating.
Mm-hmm.
We just did. Let's talk about Bernie. Mm-hmm. So
poor Bernie.
Poor Bernie. Seemingly, obviously, Bernie, the McGees, they are the newest family to this lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
We saw at the end of the previous episode, Paige breaking down when Bernie was going to go on his date with Brandy. Right. She was crying, breaking down, couldn't handle it. We talked a little bit last episode. Paige repeatedly acknowledges that she wants this lifestyle. This is the family unit and makeup that she wants.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem like she's able to handle it,
mm-hmm.
at least from this perspective right now.
Sure.
Is this a case, like we talked about earlier, of loving the idea of polygamy, but not being ready to face the realities that come along with it when it's in your face, in your home, there's another woman and her daughter, and it's really real.
And everybody's happy.
Right. Everybody is happy. Yeah, the kids are getting along really well. It seems like it.
Yeah.
I cannot stress enough, and I'll probably repeat this phrase throughout the rest of our time together, but the difference between theory and real life is the delta is huge, even for us. It took us 9 years to get to Vanessa's point, right? 9 years of failing. Like there's so much shit that we broke. It's like it took a lot of that and a lot.
That's hard to fathom. I'd like to pause and not cut you off, but pause. That's really hard to fathom. Let's just call it 10 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10 years of working towards something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to comprehend the amount of time that you guys have put into it and been able to finally accomplish on the other end.
Yeah.
So is that, I don't want to presume where you're going with it, but do you think in this case, it's just a matter of time, and that's how much work it really takes to put into it for someone like Paige to get on that level.
Yeah, well, I think it's time and honesty. Mm-hmm. So some of it is like, okay, we can work through this, and some of it is like, you know, I just don't want to. Like, this is not for me. I do think, looking at them, I think they can make this work, because mm-hmm. she's a grown woman. She's very cognizant of what she's saying. Like, she wants this, but realizing it's kind of like, I want to ride a bike, but you don't think about the fact that you have to fall off of it.
Right.
Right. Like, you're going to bust your knees.
Yeah.
But no one, I want to ride the bike.
Right.
You know? So it's like, when you bust your knees, it hurts, you fall, but you got to pick the bike back up.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to pick the bike back up and get on, like, you're going to be okay. Yeah. So I think right now she literally has just taken her first spill. Mm-hmm. Like, they both have, right? Because there's this part to this that you can't even begin to communicate until you actually try it.
Yeah. Right.
You just, there's no way you can hypothesize. Well, what do you think if I had said, if you heard her screaming, like, how are you going to feel?
Yeah.
She can give me whatever answer
sure.
she wants. Yeah, I mean, but like, that isn't, until you hear that screaming.
So you get that gut twang, your stomach twists mm-hmm. upside down, whatever, yeah. and falls out. Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know. You don't know. You don't know how your knee's going to feel until you fall off the
yeah.
bike. So,
yeah. And this was in her face, in her house.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. you know, and she couldn't run from it.
Right.
And so she literally was going through the emotions in real time.
Right.
She definitely had the knee-jerk reaction of everybody who isn't interested in the lifestyle. My husband is on a date with another woman and I'm watching her kid.
Yeah.
Right.
She definitely
at home.
Became a separate entity. She
right.
definitely mm-hmm. put herself on an island.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think that was kind of her coping strategy in a way. It's like, maybe if I disengage,
right.
you know, I can work through this.
Here was my gut instinct when I saw this on the show. If I'm Bernie, I'm going, whoa, my first commitment is to Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think, because again, this was my gut instinct, to bring her on the date? I thought, we moved a little too fast. Mm-hmm. We're not ready to have a solo date with the two of us. Let's again make it a group thing so that everybody stays more comfortable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you think that would have worked out better? Or is that the move he should have taken? Or if they're going into this lifestyle, is it a rip the Band-Aid off kind of thing and I've got to go on this solo date so that Paige feels what it feels like? I don't know.
Yeah. It'd push you downhill or walk alongside you, right? For them, probably doing a group date probably would have been good. You know, just another kind of one more step and working through that. It's really hard to know, because again, if everyone's freshman to this, no
right.
one knows what the hell they're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone's literally trying to make this up and do the best they can.
Sure. Yeah.
I think that's the thing I want to keep all of our viewers in mind with, is that, listen, guys, you're watching this real time. And I know a lot of people have a commentary and we have feedback. But guys, when you are feeling something for the first time or experiencing that, like, it looks very messy.
Yeah.
It looks very, very messy.
It's raw.
Right? When you're in a gym before you get the Beachbody, you look like hell.
Yeah.
You know?
It's sitting right here on the panel.
But
I'm right here.
Again, everyone, again, this is like 10 years and now we're here. But like, all the crap, like, it's like, it's,
yeah.
guys, there's a whole tail to this dog. Like,
yeah.
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 Yeah. And I think Bernie thought that he was doing his best version, which he was, mm-hmm, by mm-hmm. stopping, you know,
because he went back to check on her. Yeah,
going in, trying to, you know, comfort her and give her love and everything. I know that he feels for her, you know. But, you know, they're also on this journey together. So it's like, at some point, it's like, and especially because the words that Paige was saying were not the same as, you know, her actions.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Where she's like, you know, don't talk to me. I don't want to talk. You know, just go on your date. But clearly you're freaking out, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
what is he supposed to? Like, literally, and again, if you don't have that guide or that mentor, like, what the hell do you do in that moment? Like, she doesn't, like, what do you do? You know what
right.
I mean? So you, and when there's only two of you that are doing this together, freshmen, like, you literally will pull each other at times.
Yeah.
Like, one other one will be like, oh, I'm not ready. Another one's like, come on, let's go. And that will ebb and flow
right.
between emotion and action. And if we then, it happens to everyone. Whoever says they're not, that has not done that,
right.
even in monogamy, you're not being honest.
Sure.
And that, for monogamy, it could be like a major decision, like buying a house or moving to a new state or making a major purchase.
Right.
There's going to be that push and pull.
Of course.
I don't think everyone's like, yeah, let's go buy this $90,000 Porsche.
Right.
Like, who? I mean, maybe. But I just think that's more rare than it is normal, right?
Right.
Or frequent. So
yeah.
We've been in that situation. We've been, you know, we've pushed and pulled each other. And
yeah.
because we had to, it takes a second to kind of level out.
Or you think that you're on the same page, and then all of a sudden you realize you're not.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, okay.
And now you're in the middle
we
of it.
We talked about yeah. this. why are we, what's happening right now? Like, why are we going in this separate mm-hmm. direction? Mm-hmm. But that happens sometimes because emotions get, you know, the best of you and you're not really able to process and you're trying to be big, mm-hmm. you know, you're trying to be strong, right. but it really inside you're just like.
Well, and then even more so with this situation, right? Like, to Dimitri's point, if we're talking about buying a Porsche, okay, that's an object, that's something, maybe I get more joy out of it than she does or whatever. Shout out Marie Kondo, love you. But when you're talking about another woman,
people, yeah.
that's a relationship, mm-hmm. that's your heart, that's your mind, that's like a very different thing mm-hmm. that traditionally has been kept special for just one other person. Mm-hmm. And if you're, like you said, freshman to this, and this is a different thing, and you're trying to like break that mold, that's an even more difficult thing mm-hmm. when you're not on the same level.
It is,
right?
It is. Yeah. And it's only these exercises that help make that happen. Like,
right.
there's literally no, like, you literally have to break shit before you get
yeah.
where you have.
Because how else would she know how she feels
sure.
about it unless she's presented with the exact scenario?
Well, you know? Point blank, she didn't because she thought she was going to be 100% in right. and yeah. then finding not too much. Not a huge thing to worry about, though. Paige, mini golf, it's an okay date. That's not anything real crazy.
Yeah, it's okay.
No rules were broken or anything like that. But, you know, they did have a really, really good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Came back very respectful. You know, Bernie got right into bed, talked about it. She didn't want to hear that it was a good time. She didn't want to hear anything about it. So kind of continuing. And then the next day.
Not to cut you off, but that's kind of challenging, too, because like communication, I cannot underscore how big and important communication is.
Yeah.
And you don't really get to pick what you don't hear because like, you have to. Like you got it. The only way to know is to know and the only way to know is to talk. Right.
right.
So like you have to make sure if anyone's like trying to figure this out. Even if it's with your spouse, even if it's monogamy or whatever, like you have to talk, man.
So you would say that in this instance, ignorance is not bliss.
No.
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 Because, even more so in a plural relationship.
Yes, because in that ignorance is assumption. It's insert my own story here.
Yeah.
It's all the things that may not. It's a dangerous place. And that place right there will sink your relationship to hell, in my opinion. Like it's not sexy.
And I felt some of the continued doubt, animosity, whatever you want to call it, the next morning when Paige was making breakfast. Something just felt different and off. And it's like, you know, it's not going to be the same again.
Yeah.
Again, I think she was trying really hard to be a big girl. She didn't want to mess up and upset anyone. And, you know, she just wanted everybody to go on their separate way so that she can finally.
And kudos to her, because in that way, sometimes there's not enough human language to wrap around your emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't even know what word. Like, she literally just had to make the eggs and try to figure it out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just make breakfast.
Yeah. Right. And I've been there, not in a situation like this, but when feeling so strongly about something but not knowing why, you know,
mm-hmm.
and when people want to ask you to talk about it in that moment and you're just like, I'm still working through it, you know, because then if you start trying to piece things together, you're just saying anything at that point, you know, you've not really digested how you actually feel about it.
Right.
Well, we got to see, because Brandy and her daughter go home, they pack them up and they take off. So we'll see where it goes next episode. Before we move to the very end, we got a couple more awesome questions and comments from the chat. So
I
want to shout out Melina Gonzalez says, I really love you guys. I hope you get your own show. Ooh, that's a fun idea. They have their own show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Do you guys homeschool? And if so, will Vanessa homeschool as well?
Yes, we do homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if Vanessa is down to do that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Does add an extra 50% teachers to the mix. And Bianca just says, I have such a different perspective on this lifestyle. More positive understanding than what I thought before from watching you guys.
Thank you.
How can anyone not love the Snowden family? That's true. How can anyone not love you guys?
Thank you guys.
You're fantastic. We love you right here. So, really interesting episode,
mm-hmm.
and I think perfectly showed just what you said earlier, Ashley, and what you said, Dimitri, that it is showing the potential negatives, some of the negatives of mm-hmm. being in this kind of situation.
Yeah.
And it's important to show both sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of why you guys are documenting this portion of your lives.
Yeah. And it's important to talk. I mean, even when I was talking to Adrian, Vanessa's sister, I told her, I promise that I won't intentionally hurt her.
Yep.
I was very specific with that language,
sure.
right? Because I can't promise you I'm not going to
hurt you,
right?
Of course.
And quite frankly, you being hurt about something is your choice.
Yeah.
Yep. Right? Just like you laughing at a joke or being upset at the joke is your choice. And I know it's hard to process that, right? But it's literally your emotions or your response to those stimuli are a choice. So I'll do my best to not do anything to intentionally hurt anyone, right? But it's going to happen. But what I'm asking though is that when it does, like we show up, we sit at the round table and we talk it through.
Yeah.
How did I hurt you today?
Yeah.
Right. Let's talk about it. So I think the underlying theme in this was communication.
Yep.
It was key. Like for us, we were communicating to a family member. Bernie and Paige need to communicate. There was lack of communication with the Aldridges and the Winders. She didn't even want to get on camera to communicate.
That's right. Right? That's right. It's all communication.
Yeah,
that's
right. It is.
There you go. Everybody watch us right now. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have any last questions, toss them in the chat. We're going to get to our little fun game here now. And you got to take your pads.
Okay.
Last time, do you know the Snowdens? So this time, last time we did favorite movie. Mm-hmm. I think this time for the two of you, mm-hmm. no Vanessa, for this time for the two of you, how about favorite all-time musical group or band?
It has to be multiple people. It can't be like
single
person.
That's fine. Okay. Yep, single
Only
person.
One?
That's fine. What do you guys want to do? There are no rules here at AfterBuzz.
Do
whatever you want to do.
I'm a music guy.
You
want to
do like
music.
Two or three? Go for it.
Okay.
And then if you guys have multiple guesses, then you can get multiple right answers.
Okay, cool.
And stop copying mine.
Ashley, you're getting a shout out for an awesome Instagram feed.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We love everybody watching.
Get on that Line 8 challenge. Shameless plug.
Right? All right. We need some Jeopardy music next time we do this. Okay, you guys ready? Here we go. We'll start with Ashley. Ladies first. What would you say are Dimitri's favorite? How many did you write down?
I have two and a half.
All right, two and a half.
I have three.
All right. Name Dimitri's three favorite groups.
I said Little Brother, Tech N9ne, and Drake.
Oh, wait, we're supposed to write down. I wrote down my own on my own.
You were supposed to, but that's okay. This works this way, too. Did she get any of them?
Yeah, I would have added. So I would have said Drake, Wu-Tang, and Empire of the Sun.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I got one out of.
All right.
Yeah, that was cool. Little brother's close. I mean, it's up there. She knows.
Oh, Wu-Tang is so classic.
Yeah.
Do you have yours in your head?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What are Ashley's?
So I would say Mariah Carey.
Ding, 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 ding.
India Ari.
Ding, ding, ding,
wow.
ding, 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 ding.
And I kind of struggle with the last one. I really wasn't sure, but I'll probably say Selena.
I'll take it. Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, very, very good job today, guys. Yeah. You're on
Thank
point.
You.
That's fantastic. Before we go and we let everybody get out of here, any last messages or thoughts on this episode? I think we covered a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know what? Not, I have just a bigger thing for all the viewers, man.
Yeah.
Just whatever your relationship is, man, whether it's your work relationship, your pet, I mean, whatever. All humans are in a relationship. Like, just talk. Just talk. Whatever it is, no matter how hard or uncomfortable it is, like, it can't be any more uncomfortable than not saying anything. Just talk. It's very key. It will go a long way. It will save so much time. Because if you're going to fail, it will fail right then and there.
Yeah.
And if it's going to work, then you'll know where to start.
And fix it. Yep, exactly.
But you can't know that until you talk. So that's my message of the day. Talk.
That's beautiful. I love it. Guys, this is so fun hanging out with
Always.
You again.
Thank
this is a fantastic episode. We're learning so much. It's great. Before we go, Ashley, where can all of our friendly viewers find you online?
Ashley K. Snowden on Instagram and Twitter.
And Dimitri?
It's Dimitri Snowden across everything.
Awesome. Guys, my name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Until next time, have so much fun. Go talk to your loved ones.
Talk.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.